Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the strawberry watermelon refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, how did his toddler daughter know who his aunt was? Because she'd passed away long before his daughter was born.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a real ghost story, why not share it with us? You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Go to the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. You can write it in there. If you forget the number, you can find that there. And also, you can become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can do that through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
Well, it's going pretty good. I lost a bad football game the other day, but hey, I'm soldiering on.
When you said that, I had this vision of you in a football uniform, and I was like, are you sore?
It was my University of Kansas lost to Texas Tech the other day.
Yeah,
and so,
sorry about that.
A little disappointed, but we keep moving on and we keep going, and we got K-State this week. So, hey ho, here we go.
Well, I have this, I wanted to bring this up right quick because, you know, Tony does true crime stuff. So he's got a podcast, Hidden Killers, and mm-hmm. he follows a lot of different crimes and murders and horrible people. So I don't know what's worse, the paranormal or the true crime.
Oh, I'm always going to go with true crime.
This is a story that I came across last week that kind of combines both because I do a few episodes of that show with him a week. So I always find stories and I put them together and then we discuss the stories. So right. I found this story and it happened in Oklahoma and it's about this woman, Desiree Sanchez, and she was convicted of murdering her sister-in-law, Margarita Sandoval, and getting Social Security benefits. What they did was her sister-in-law, Margarita, was disabled. So they murder her, and then they basically kind of took her place to place with them. And
they took the body?
Yes.
For how long?
I kind of think for 3 years.
No.
It was quite a while.
Like, I mean, when you mean take her place, but like they didn't take her to the grocery store or something.
No,
you
no,
mean
no.
like
they, house
when
to
they
house
moved,
to house.
They would yeah. take her to the
yes,
new house.
Yes, she did not go to the grocery. This was not okay. Ferris Bueller's
well,
day off.
It kind of sound like she was just
it was
like,
not Margarita
along, you know?
Sandoval's day off. So there was a report made to the Norman Police Department, and it led investigators to a box in their basement, and they found her wrapped in layers of plastic to the point, like, one of the children, they had help at one point because they kept having to rewrap her. And they had kid help at one point. But this is why I'm bringing
what?
This. This
like
is,
you go like, we got to rewrap.
Yeah, get little Bob. And
what was it? Desiree? What was her name?
Margarita.
Like, we got to rewrap Margarita tonight, everybody. So nobody's getting to go to out yeah. until this gets done.
So, but I don't think the kids knew what they were doing.
Oh,
I think they just
heavens.
Thought they were wrapping something up and helping mom and dad.
And so they're just collecting these checks.
Yes. And it was only like $30,000 over 3 years. It was only $10,000 a year. So, I mean, $10,000 is a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, for
what
that, for killing like, somebody?
Well, and to kill somebody for money, like what?
And it happens
you know, just
every
go
day.
Here. You know what my advice is? Go get a job. Just get a job and work and not kill people.
Right.
How's that? You crazy thing is, but if you work full time, you'll probably make more than $10,000 a year. But
so,
you actually have to go to work.
Why I'm bringing it up on this particular program.
Oh, I'm all mad now.
So it says authorities from the Cleveland County District Attorney's Office stated that Sandoval's body had been hidden in various residences for 3 years before its discovery. Shockingly, Facebook messages between Sanchez and Franzen, the husband and wife, revealed discussions about moving the body around their home to combat the smell. The couple, gripped by paranoia, believed that Sandoval's spirit was haunting them.
Well, good.
I know, right? Facebook messages detailed their bizarre conversations about Margarita interfering with their ability to use their phones and haunting them due to the knowledge of their actions. So, in May 2018, Octavio Sanchez, that's the husband, wrote, "I'm being haunted by this trash. You know, I don't believe in paranormal things, but she is trying to attack me and not just in my sleep. I got up to get phone to call you and I couldn't move. I was sitting on bed and she was holding me down." And then Desiree responds, "Trust me, she does it to me every night. You have to ask for protection from evil." I think we know who the evil is coming from here. The husband then wrote, "I couldn't move
the evil.
And looking probably crazy, punching thin air." And then Desiree responds, "She knows what I did," adding, "I'm not there and she's taking it out on you." Isn't that interesting? So it's to the point, like he is punching
thin
air. They
are living this total delusion that they didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, they don't like her at all, you know.
Well, and she's so mean. Look at, see, this is what we need more of in the world. We need spirits that come back and haunt the shit out of the people that killed them.
Yes.
Or hurt them. And then you will see this stopping real quick if somebody
yes.
thinks that you're going to be just haunted, right?
But you never read stories like that where there's murder and then the people are like, you know, she's trying to hold me down. She won't let me get to my phone. I'm punching at thin air. And she's like, I know. It's because I'm not home. She's taking it out on you. That's how matter of fact they are about it. So they did charge him, and she was so they charged him with federal charges of conspiracy and aggravated identity theft. And it sounds like she's the one who did it. They have the sentencing is scheduled to take place in 2024, and they've recommended life imprisonment with the possibility of parole. But isn't that crazy?
Here's the trouble. They've already been in prison, and now they're just going to, it won't matter if they get out. or whatever happened. I think they're going to be haunted the rest of their life. They're living in a prison.
I just love, there's something just so satisfying about thinking that these people would do something so horrific.
That
and
is
now they
heinous.
Believe that they are being haunted by the person they murdered. I'm like, yes, and I'm with and you. Why
and
doesn't
they just incredulous. I can't believe that she's doing this to us.
It calls his sister trash. She was disabled and living with them, I'll guarantee you, so they could get her disability money and spend that on themselves. And then when she died, they're like, crap, we're not getting the disability money anymore. Let's just take her place to place, which makes... I live just north of these people in Kansas. There's lots of middle of nowhere places.
It's so weird.
It's so weird, isn't it?
The whole thing's weird. But what's the weirdest thing is they seem to be so entitled that they can kill someone. And then they're just upset when they're being haunted by this person.
But I'm with you.
What do you expect?
More of that sort of thing.
More of vigilante hauntings. That's what we need. Yay.
Come back. Exact revenge on them. I'm with you. I just
don't get justice.
It was just funny when I saw that story. I'm like, oh, I'm doing that on both shows.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Well, we do have a story today. And it says we got a couple outside
of that. Yeah, that was pretty good, though.
Thank you. It says, I've had many paranormal hits, Oklahomans. No, with all respect to people from Oklahoma. I've had many paranormal experiences throughout my life, but the first one I'd like to share is an experience that literally brought me tears of happiness. First, a little backstory. My aunt, my father's sister, was a huge part of my life. We were extremely close from when I was little through when I was a junior in high school. We bonded over things nobody else in our family had any interest in. Art, Greek mythology, ancient Egypt, the list goes on and on. About the time I started high school, my aunt was diagnosed with Parkinson's. Through the time she had it, she never changed in her temperament or personality, never looked for pity or felt bad for herself. When I would see her, she would always ask how I was and what was new with me. Around the time I was a junior in high school, one night she got ready for bed and went to sleep and would pass away sometime in the night. I took it extremely hard, but kept her close in my heart. Time passed and I met my wife and we married. In 2014, my wife and I found out we were having a daughter. My wife, knowing how close I was to my aunt and knowing she meant a great deal to me and still does, agreed we would name our daughter after her. Our daughter was born happy and healthy, and when the time had come, we set her up in her room in her crib. I installed the video monitor in the corner of her room so we could watch her, make sure she was okay at all times. Since she was our first child and she was my daddy's little girl, I would constantly check the monitor to make sure she was okay. A few weeks after she started sleeping in her crib, I started to notice an orb that would hover over her while she slept and sometimes even when she was awake. She would even look up at it and coo. She never cried, never screamed, but to be safe, I hung a cross over her crib. And still, it would appear. It wouldn't be there all night, it wouldn't be there every night, but I would catch it on the monitor at least 3 nights a week. My wife and I both believe in the paranormal, and whenever I would show her what I was seeing, she would say, "It's either my aunt or her grandmother, who she was extremely close with, coming to see our baby." Believing this was the case, it would bring a smile to my face whenever I would see my daughter's visitor. Fast forward, about a month ago, my daughter just turned 2, and during the night, my wife was in the attic going through old pictures of our families to frame and make a family tree type of thing on the wall in our dining room. After collecting the ones she liked, she placed them on the couch in the living room to continue with... the next day. The next morning, my wife and I both woke up, our daughter got up, and went downstairs. As my wife and I were in the kitchen getting our daughter her juice and her breakfast, she was in the living room watching Mickey Mouse. When we walked back into the living room, my daughter was on the couch holding one of the pictures my wife had gathered the night before. As we walked over, I asked her, "What do you have there?" She turned around, held up a picture of my aunt, and said, "It's Claire," the name of my aunt. I looked at my wife, who's already looking at me with a WTF look on her face. Keep in mind, we have never talked about my aunt in front of my daughter, nor has she ever seen a picture of my aunt in her life until this moment. My eyes began to water as a wave of pure emotions washed over me. I walked back into the kitchen, literally crying like a baby at this point, knowing my aunt was still with me. Maybe it's a coincidence she grabbed that particular picture, maybe not, but I'd like to think my aunt is the one coming to see our daughter at night and keeping a watchful eye on her, keeping her safe. I hope you enjoyed my story. I'll probably write in again with other experiences I've had as well as experiences my wife has had. Keep up the great work, and thank you for reading my story, Michael. See, that's one of those stories that I don't want to even say anything to debunk it. I don't want to say, well, it could be this, it could be that. I just like that story.
She can't pick up the picture and know it's Claire.
Right.
She said it's Claire.
Yeah. Now, her name would be Claire, so maybe she saw something in the picture and was like, hey, it's me, Claire, but I'm going to guess it was an adult picture of Claire.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it was a baby picture of Claire, and she was like, it's Claire, because it looked like her, but I don't. You wouldn't be him.
You know, I just loved that story, and I'm with you. I think that these are really good people, and I actually needed that story after the first story we were talking about. We have two disabled aunts. We have two aunts that have that aren't well, right?
Right.
Or they're, one has disabilities, one has Parkinson's. Could not have been handled in more differently.
Right.
Everyone loved her. He loved his Aunt Claire. He, you know, was very close to her, you know, just really cared about her. And then we have this whole other thing. You know, I'm just like, what? I needed that story. And they are awesome people.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say, I'm like, I'm with you. That's exactly what that was. That is your aunt.
I agree. Michael, you guys rock.
The orb thing, I think, is fascinating, seeing that on the camera.
We have heard this before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not a lot, but a couple times we've had people call in and say that they've caught these orbs over babies through a monitor.
But she's like, it's Claire.
Uh-huh.
How would she know? I think it's interesting. I love it. Okay, here's the next story. It says, I realized I had a bit of a gift when I was around the age of 7. I sense things are going to happen, such as I can imagine bumping into an old friend I've not seen in forever, and days later, I just happen to see them. This has always been a common occurrence for me. Another little gift I have is the ability to sense negativity in a person I've even... Wait, I'm reading that wrong. Another little gift I have is the ability to sense negativity in a person before I've even personally met them. I work with the public a lot, and there are some people that approach my desk and I immediately get a sense of dread, like a disturbing presence about them. All I want to do is get away. Normally, I find out that my feelings are spot on. I work in a law firm and I get the background story on them. Luckily, my boss uses my gift to his advantage, and after 15 years, he has learned to go with my gut feeling about someone. That's an amazing boss.
Yeah.
Moving on to my story, I've had two encounters with visits during my sleeping. First, I was young and married to my ex-husband. We were expecting our first child. His mother had passed when he was a young teenager, and I often wondered about his mom, if she would like me, her personality, etc. I was about 8 months along and had not even thought of her for a long while. I went to bed that night and recalled her coming to me, but I couldn't really see her, but I knew it was her. She never spoke. I had a sense of welcoming, and I felt as if she was telling me it's okay. I was given approval, like she was giving me confirmation. I woke up and immediately woke up my ex-husband. I felt so peaceful and happy, and I was not scared at all. The second occurrence will be forever branded in my mind. It means so much to me. My father passed away about 5 years ago from a type of lung cancer. We knew several years before he passed that it was coming, and we all began to plan for the future of how my mom would be taken care of and all the details to follow. I have only one sibling, and I was told by my father that he wanted me to take care of everything because he felt I could handle it better. My sister was the dramatic crier, and we all knew, including her, that she could not see things through in the end on her own. Roughly 6 months before my father died, I remember going to bed. I began to see myself walking in a dark room like a hall toward a very bright light where there were chairs lined up in a row. I felt one of the chairs was meant for me. When I walked to the chairs, I remember several people walking in a straight line down the line of chairs. I never saw their faces and don't recall looking. I was looking around in awe and wondering, what in the world is going on? Suddenly, a man stopped in front of me. He was younger, about the age I am now, or maybe even younger. He looked familiar, and I stared at him intensely and realized it was my grandfather who had passed away a few years prior. Oh my gosh, I was so excited and in shock. I never said a word. Neither did he, but he was telling me something very important without saying a word. My grandfather nodded to me in only a way he could. I'll never forget the message that he sent. He told me to wake up and pay attention because it's not long before I'm going to be making the most important decisions of my life. He turned and walked away from me, and I woke up. I never told my dad about that so-called dream until we took a trip together to the graveyard to visit my grandpa's grave. I got up enough courage to ask him if he believed that maybe the dead could visit us in our dreams. He looked at me intensely and said, "Of course." He also pointed to a spot in the graveyard where he swears as a child he saw a glow of a front porch appear and an old lady come out and wave at him. After he told me this, I got the courage up to tell him about the visit from his father. He listened and nodded. He told me he had no doubt it was his father and that I better listen and follow his instructions. My father passed. It was a very peaceful time. I was by his side when he took his last breath, and I kept the thought of what my grandpa told me in the back of my head. After the funeral, my mother and I were talking about my father and what we needed to do from that point forward. While we were talking, we heard a peck at the front glass door, and we both looked up to see a red cardinal bird flapping its wings and staring directly at us. Right then, we both felt a sense of peace, and we looked at each other in shock as if, is this real? But when we looked back, the bird flew away. I know in my heart that was my father telling us goodbye and not to worry. I'd give anything to have another visit. And that's the end of this story. Oh, wait. Has one little paragraph. Thanks, and I hope you can tell me your thoughts on this and if anyone else has had any encounters and dreams where you get messages without anyone saying a word. Also, about my sensitivity to negative people, is that a thing? That's from Kelly. Oh, yes, Kelly, that is a thing.
Yes, very that's much a thing, Kelly.
Negative people, I really pick up on that. And so that's why I think just that vibe you can get from those people, that's why I think sometimes I can go into a place and I pick up on other things because I can pick up on people's energy. But you know, you meet those people and you just, I got a bad vibe.
Yeah.
Always pay attention to that. Can you have encounters and dreams where you get messages without saying a word? You know, I kind of wonder, thinking back on some of the dreams I've had where I've had that, you know, I don't know that I remember how they told me anything. It was just, this was said.
I think you can communicate
on a different level in dreams. You don't need the words. You know what it is.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Now, there have been times I think I've had some words.
Yes.
But I think a lot of times you're right that there's just that strange, you know. But it's so real. And we know these dreams are so different than other dreams.
Oh my God, yes.
Right. You really do wake up in the morning and feel like they were there with you. You really do.
Because it's like, and then the bird at the front glass door, you know, because it's like, I told recently again the story of my dog and the hummingbird that flew up, but I had posted, there's some Facebook memory that showed up. Oh, I know, because then I bought this picture of a hummingbird. So I put the picture by my bed and then I posted a story about it. So it just came up in the last week or so, my Facebook memories, but I'd forgotten that the next day you and I were on the sofa and I have an L-shaped sectional. And so I'm facing one direction with the windows to my right. You're on the phone facing forward with your back to the windows. And a bird flew up the day after my dog died and grabbed on the window and looked in like it was looking at me. And I'm like, okay, 2 days in a row, I have birds looking at me. And I've never had a bird grab onto my window since. It's been over a year. You know, I just think that I just picked up on that immediately. I was like, the first was my sign that I asked for to know if I was doing the right thing. And the second was a sign I needed that my dog was okay.
Yeah.
So
I think her dream in general was just very strange, that she walked into this, there was like a hall with a light and this room with these chairs. And that's a very strange dream.
Yeah.
Just the whole setup of the dream was very odd. And then for her to just go all of a sudden, oh gosh, that's my grandfather.
And it kind of makes sense because you're in there looking at everything else going, what is this? Why this? What's this going on? Oh, grandpa.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Those are two really beautiful stories.
Mm-hmm. It was
so
a good
one.
So
now I'm feeling bad that I started this episode with a really horrific story.
Yeah, well, that was really crappy of you.
But it kind of feels like karma to me.
Yeah. I like that we had really good stories after that first, you know, thing. Good grief.
But it just makes me think of karma.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what you get.
Yeah.
And I hope they feel haunted by her for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, you go to prison and you still can't get up because she's holding you down and you look stupid swinging at something invisible. Yes. I hope you look dumb to all the other inmates.
Your
in there.
Cellmate's going to be like with a psycho.
That's right.
So if you have a real ghost story, we'd like to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber. You won't have the commercials. You will get advanced episodes, and you will have access to the archive. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. Made with Red Bull that's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull that's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull that's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull that's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Every friend group has that one person who puts their card down for brunch and sends the Venmo requests.
If that's you and your Venmo balance is poppin', you need a Venmo debit card so you can spend your balance instantly. No transferring anything, no waiting around.
So as soon as you get paid back for brunch, you can pay for those concert tickets you've been eyeing or put it toward your next night out.
Plus, there's no monthly fee or minimum balance.
Learn more about the Venmo debit card at venmo.com/card. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. ID verification required.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.